Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. President Biden doubles down at NATO's summit in Lithuania.
Our commitment to Ukraine will not weaken. We will stand for liberty and freedom today, tomorrow, and for as long as it takes.
His speech comes as world leaders pile on their support. CBS's Natalie Brandt.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he's grateful for the support. That includes long-range missiles, tanks, and for the first time, training for Ukrainian pilots on American F-16s.
An important package of security guarantees.
The U.S. has already delivered more than $40 billion in military aid. It's another day of triple-digit temperatures in Arizona. Jordan Darby's in Phoenix.
I can handle 100, but like the moment it hits 110, I'm like dying.
It'll hit 111 there today, 117 in Vegas. Over in the Northeast, several states are still underwater and it is about to get worse. Weather Channel meteorologist Jim Cantore is tracking conditions.
Each day for the next five, we have some type of flood risk in through here. It's not going to add to rivers going higher again, but it's going to keep a few of them up. And obviously, for those many people and that own all these small businesses up here that are trying to clean up, this is the worst news that they can get.
Some big TV shows got a lot of love at Emmy nominations today.
You know, I always figured that tea was just going to taste like hot brown water.
Ted Lasso, Barry, Abbott Elementary, and The Bear lead the nominations for comedy series. Succession, The White Lotus, The Crown, and Yellowjackets are all nominated for Outstanding Drama Series. And Obi-Wan Kenobi, Dahmer, and Fleischman Is in Trouble will fight for Outstanding Limited Series. The 75th Emmy Awards are scheduled for September 18th, but might be delayed if there's a SAG strike. No host has been announced. Jen Clark, CBS News.
The Associated Press is reporting more about disgraced Dr. Larry Nassar's stabbing at a federal prison in Florida. The inmate who did it allegedly told prison workers that he attacked over the weekend over a lewd comment Nassar made while watching Wimbledon. Nassar serving life in prison for abusing female athletes. In Alabama, investigators are trying to figure out why someone shot two firefighters in Birmingham. Police Chief Scott Thurman.
We feel like it may be a targeted attack. We don't know why it would be a targeted attack, but that's one of the things that we're trying to determine at this point in time. It's extremely unusual for someone to come target one of our fire stations.
No arrests have been made yet. And Czech author Milan Kundera has died. He was known for his works, including The Unbearable Lightness of Being, which was made into a movie starring Daniel Day-Lewis and Juliette Binoche in the 80s.
I can't feel this lightness, this freedom.
Kundera was 94 years old. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
At Lowe's, we're always bringing pros more ways to save. Right now, get up to 40% off select bathroom faucets and vanities. Plus, buy Southwire Romex simple 12-gauge indoor wire at our everyday low price of $109. Head to your local Lowe's or visit us at Lowe's.com for more deals you can't beat. Because Lowe's knows savings, Lowe's knows pros. Valid 7/6 through 7/12 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. U.S. only.
If you're in the market for a car that's as powerful as it is beautiful, check out the all-new, all-electric 2023 Nissan Ariya. Nissan's most powerful EV ever, available in 389 horsepower with an elegant, spacious interior and innovative tech. The EV is stunningly powerful, offering the best of both worlds, a smooth, quiet ride with thrilling sensations. Head to Nissan.com for more information. 2023 Ariya has limited availability. Contact your local dealer for inventory information.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Following is a list of the upcoming meetings in the listening area for Thursday, July 13th. In Wood County, the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Central Wisconsin Finance Committee will meet at 8:45 in Merrill, followed by the board meeting at 9:30. The PACE Commission will meet at 11 by teleconference. The Aging and Disability Resource Center of Central Wisconsin Executive Committee will meet at 11:30 at the ADRC CW in Wausau. In Portage County, the Park Commission will meet at 5 at the Jordan Park East Lodge. The Diversity Affairs and Inclusiveness Committee will meet at 5 at the Portage County Annex in Conference Rooms 1 and 2. The Agriculture and Extension Education Committee will meet at 7 p.m. at 1462 Strong's Avenue in Stevens Point. In Adams County, the Highway Committee will meet at 4:30 at the Highway Department in Adams. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on WFHR and WIRI.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy tonight with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows level off around 57. Easterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 80, a mix of clouds and sun. Chance for scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow night. Lows around 59, partly cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 62.
Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this July 12th, 2023. It is 3 o'clock on your dial, and at 3:30, we're going to welcome in Kim Shields from Encourage. Kim's going to bring in some guests from Speak Your Peace. We'll talk to Kurt and Kim about this one. We're looking forward to talking with them. Right now in studio, some of our favorite people. We have Stephen and Katrina Hittner from Family Natural Foods. Good afternoon, you two.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
How's it going over there? How is everybody at the shop?
Great.
I think everyone's doing good.
Yeah, good. It's summertime. Good. Like,
there's always something going on, but there's just that fun busyness in the air, and it's always fun working with people. And like, a lot more people from the lakes will come, or maybe this is their second home that we've had a lot of, you know, fun conversations with, too, and we only get to see them certain times of the year.
Yeah, there's some snowbirds.
Like Sand Valley folks.
It seems like snowbirds, like ones that are flying in at this time, are kind of flying a little slow if they got in July. There's at least one gentleman who winters out of state, and I just, you know, maybe he was in a couple weeks earlier, but I just saw him for the first time about a week or two ago, and I was like, oh yeah, like
we're seeing
some of these folks that we only see certain times of year, so that's kind of a fun thing.
It's awesome.
It's great.
It's that time of year, and certainly we know that this time of year there's a lot happening, a lot going on. Let's start right there. What's happening over at the shop?
So you had to deal with me earlier, right?
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing back at you.
I know. So I'm going to throw something at you. Well, we think you probably are going to need some energy today.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have you try this. It's a chewable. It's a Terry Natural chewable. It's a ginseng. We're going to talk more about it in a little bit.
It's pretty cool stuff, though. I usually do two or three.
Okay.
So, you know, feel free to try one, see if you like the taste of it, then maybe try two.
And the reason why we're going to talk about it towards the end of our segment, we want to see if you notice some energy differences in that whole, like, 25 minutes. So that's going to be one of our talking points at the towards the end. So this is just getting you pre-game ready.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, you know, you're going to have things to do this evening, et cetera.
I'm going to need this.
We didn't want you to fall asleep during this program.
I got no sleep. I appreciate it. I got no sleep last night.
You got to talk to Kim after this. That's very important.
Yeah. You've
got to be on your game.
Thank you for looking out like you guys always do for me.
It's not just about us.
I want to tell you more about ginseng, but I want to wait because we're going to talk about it. But
I will mention right away, great taste.
Yeah.
It's got a really nice taste to it. I didn't know what to expect, and I enjoyed the taste of it, actually. I enjoyed that.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah, and they dissolve really. Like, you can chew them a little bit, but they also just dissolve really quickly.
Yeah, yes. I noticed that. I would say not exactly like Tums, but a little similar to that. A little like that. I got
like
a little of that to it.
The size and the shape or something. It's sort of reminiscent, but it's got... we'll get into the details on it.
I'm getting ahead of myself.
I know, we're all excited.
It's easy to do.
We're also just throwing this at you in a different way. Like, try this. We want to see.
I like it.
But
change it up a little bit.
What's happening things other than getting James some extra energy right now?
I'm going to get some extra energy.
Yeah, go for it. Yeah,
we all got to be here. We should chat a little bit about Wild Theory, which is a Wisconsin-based organic hemp company. Well, they're out of the Madison area, but they're using Wisconsin-based hemp. And we've had such good success with it. We have it's a gummy variety. It's a higher strength. And people have just been into it, like noticing I'm sleeping better. I have less stress. My joints aren't hurting. Like the trifecta. Almost everybody has all those issues going on.
My sister in Madison, I've heard of this company because of my sister, and she's told me how it's been really big there. And one of the things that they've noticed is a lot of our veterans, a lot of our former, you know, VVA, our current VVAF members are that using it.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's been one that's great. I like to mention it because it's on sale. This month in July on sale, and it's just a great company doing good things. Again, using like quality hemp, researching to find what's the latest and greatest in the industry, and they're bringing it here to the state of Wisconsin.
They make a really cool sleep formula too. So if you're using it more for sleep, which is kind of where I like hemp, like I'll enjoy the other benefits of it, but I'll use it at night because it helps me sleep too. So like they made one which has extra CBN. So we've all heard of CBD. CBD is great for all these different things. It also helps with sleep. But CBN is part of the hemp plant as well, and it's specifically really good for sleep. I think of N as in nighttime.
If
that helps you, that's how I remember.
That did help.
Yeah, but the CBN, they put like a clinically studied amount, so a good amount in there with CBD. And that combination, for some people, you know, they've said like, I've had a couple people come in and say like, oh, I've tried everything for sleep, you know, and nothing works or whatever. Kind of like a James, probably. Maybe it's your twin that came in. It sounds familiar to you.
It does.
And, you know, they've tried this and it's worked. And, you know, sleep stuff is tricky because everybody's a little different. And I kind of just tell people, you got to try things, see what works, and you know, go from there. So, but like Katrina said, they're on sale this month. And Wild Theory has been a nice company to work with. It's great to have, you know, Wisconsin companies.
And if I can piggyback on this, and this actually come up a little bit later when we're talking energy drinks and stuff, or energy in general, because I want to bring that up. When it comes to most things nowadays, we've all been old enough to where we see the ads for restless leg syndrome, and side effects may include your legs fall off. Right. Like, wait, what? The, you know, we get that. I always like bringing this up with CBDs. They're the side effects. We can give those to you right now.
Short list.
There is nothing there. There might be, every person is different. So anything that you're taking, I don't care if it's a gumball you're eating, it can affect you differently than somebody else. But that's the point, is that so much of this stuff is versatile and applies to different people differently. I think of friends of mine that use it, and one of them is a former vet, is a veteran. And for her, it changed her life. It was a game changer. Now, her husband, he tried, and he's not a former, he struggles with sleep too, but he is not a former soldier or anything, and it just didn't work for him. So she uses it, but he doesn't. They're in the same house. They've been together for 30 years or something like that. They practically share DNA, but it's different for each other. It's different people, different things. With this, though, unlike certain things, we ask you to try it. There's no harm, no foul. You try, it doesn't work. And it's not even that expensive too. So there's that part of it too.
It's a great product, and definitely encourage people, especially while it's on sale, to come in and check it out or ask more questions and come into the store. We're happy to do that.
I think the energy's kicking in. I just noticed I was rambling, and it's your show. This is your guys' time to talk. I was rambling.
Well, this one does.
Another thing.
This chewable form, you notice it quicker.
Versus a capsule form.
So that's good. That's good feedback already. Maybe we should have waited a little longer.
Well, I don't notice it as like a crazy
energy. Yeah,
I
don't feel that.
It's more of like a focused energy, which
is more important. I think it's more when people are looking for energy. That's what they're looking for.
Right, exactly. Okay, a couple of little things. Just a brief information or public announcement. I don't think public announcement is a good word. Stephen doesn't know where I'm going with this one. There's still ticks out there. I've had a lot of people getting the little ticks. So just, we've got great tick spray or tick tests, which we've talked about before, that can test that tick to see if there's,
Lyme
disease or anything.
The tick has Lyme's. Then there's a question that maybe you got it from the tick. We have those for sale.
And then
we got some good bug sprays, good natural bug sprays.
And poison ivy is another one. We've had a couple people recently getting poison ivy or coming in, and we have great, whether it's a soap or an ointment or a, like something you take internally to help with poison ivy. Poison ivy is not fun.
No.
But we've got some great ways to
avoid it, first of all.
Try to avoid it.
But keep an eye out. I was walking through the field. Jamie, who's been on the radio here with us, works at our store. She's got a lovely piece of land, beautiful. And she's really into herbalism. We kind of got into that a little bit on the radio when she was with us. But she has all these great herbs, you know, just weeds, basically.
Yeah.
Most people would call them weeds. But, you know, like they're growing on her land, and they're medicinal herbs. And so we were walking around looking at these herbs. And we were trying to find valerian, which is good for sleep, amongst other things. And it was way out there. And I'd never seen valerian growing in the wild. So I was like, oh, yeah, let's go check it out. And I was walking out, and I was like, looking down at my feet, like I kind of constantly do when I'm walking in the woods. And I was like, that looks like poison ivy. And she's like, oh, yeah, I think that is. And so we kind of like tried to skirt around. I mean, we were all like, I was wearing long pants and everything. So like, I don't think anyone ended up getting poison ivy, but like it's out there and you just kind of got to keep your eyes out. And like Katrina said, you know, try to avoid getting it. And if you have any, if you get any of it, we certainly got stuff that's tried and tested by mostly your husband, I think, has tried all of these things. And you know it works the best.
I do. Yeah. You can ask me. He has some special, he's like, I would make this formula this way. Like he's got ways.
He's tested a little too much.
Too much, unfortunately. Poor guy. So speaking of summer, you know, poison ivy, hopefully you're going to avoid it. But we wanted to just highlight a Van Fass oils and vinegar. Ooh. We're going to have you do another tasting today. It is one of our favorite summertime balsamics. And we just left it as just the balsamic. It's mango.
Ooh,
and
nice.
My favorite, and I meant to grab it, and I didn't this because I was on radio and I didn't think about it this morning. Yeah. I'm sorry, I was busy on radio.
No, yeah, it's understandable. Understandable. That job is very important.
Very tiring.
Yes, so tiring. But dipping watermelon in it or like drizzling watermelon on it.
Yeah, or just a fruit salad. Mm. But think of that when you try it because like it would go great on a regular, you know, lettuce salad.
Yeah.
And a little bit goes a long way. It's like you don't need so much. Just that little bit on, like drizzled on watermelon, or like Stephen's saying, like a salad or a slaw.
Fruit salad,
it's just the best for summer.
Mm.
Summertime, it's like smells good.
Ooh. That's a vinegar?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are you sure?
It's like a sweet.
Did you mix up the label? That doesn't taste like a vinegar.
I know. It's not your normal.
I'm not even trying to sell this. Like I generally don't. Are you sure that this is a vinegar? Did you mislabeled it? It didn't taste like your normal vinegars.
Right.
No.
Now I'm getting a little of the vinegar taste.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It takes a minute, though. You get a nice aftertaste, and then the vinegar kind of comes in, and it's not even that heavy.
Mm-hmm. No, it's got that kind of tartness at the end, which really would go nicely with, like, watermelon, like Katrina said.
Yes, yeah.
And you know, like, what's fun about these is you can come into the store and try this. We'll give you a little spoon, and you can taste them, and you can see if you like it. And, you know, the thing that we love about selling Van Fass oils and vinegars is I've never had a customer buy one that they didn't like because they always try it first. So you can come in, you know, like, if you it's summertime and your sister's visiting from out of town or something, we always have the most fun when there's, like, two people, like, a best friend and a friend, you know, like...
I had like six the other day. They all I'm getting spoons out to everybody. It was
nice. It's like a little party over there.
Yeah.
And then you can kind of compare notes and like people would get ideas like, oh, I would use this with like fish, or I would do like this. Actually, this mango balsamic would be great with fish as well.
Salmon. I bet that'd be really good on salmon.
Yeah, salmon or like a tilapia or something.
Yeah.
Like I could just, you know, you could go different directions with these things, but it's just sort of a fun thing to taste test. And, you know, if you're just sort of like, you got somebody visiting from out of town, or you just got your neighbor that you hang out with every day, and you're kind of like, hey, what do we want to do today? I don't know. Well, like, come on in and try some oils and vinegars.
And make a really good meal.
Yeah. You'll just, like, you'll get some inspiration, and you'll, like, go home with some new flavors that you know you like. It's not when you buy something at the grocery store and you're like, this looks good. Like, the label looks nice.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's good.
Great.
Maybe it's bad. I don't know.
You could have
you
an
know
adventure.
It's good. Yeah.
You can have an adventure at your kitchen table.
Yeah.
It is getting these different foods, different things that you haven't had before and stuff, and try it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, other things about summer.
Yeah.
Sometimes we get sunburn.
Mm-hmm.
And we often, like a lot of us know, that you use aloe vera, right, to put on your skin.
Yep.
It's
so
really good for nourishing those sunburned skin, which I know you've never dealt with, but majority of us German and Polish here have.
Yeah.
And so we Steve and I wanted to just give a little bit of information of not just using aloe for skin. It is absolutely amazing.
Yeah, it's
for
great.
Your skin
and
health.
It's a good reminder, you know, like if you're out in the sun a little bit, it's probably a good idea to just have some aloe on hand. Like, mm-hmm. I end up using it sometime. And maybe in the middle of winter when I burn myself on the stove, like, mm-hmm. also aloe yeah. is great. And you need it around. You don't want to, like, have to go out to the store and shop for it at that point. So, you know, have some, like, aloe vera gel on hand.
And fun fact, put mm-hmm. it in the fridge because then it's cold.
Oh, yeah,
and when
that's
you're,
nice.
When you have a sunburn, right, you're hot and mm-hmm. your skin is hot, you put it on, it's extra cooling. So, little fun fact about aloe.
I'm usually on the outside looking in with these things and a bit of a student with you guys mm-hmm. and learning this stuff, but I don't want to brag, but I actually know a little bit about aloe
okay.
and that
okay.
And by that I mean my mother knows a lot about aloe and taught me certain things. Quick story, just to speak to the powers of aloe and everything, because growing up, while we didn't have a lot, there was always an aloe plant.
Yeah.
And I didn't understand why necessarily until I got older, and my mom told me why. But part because I was I burned myself from time to time, and I got things like that. But when I was a kid, I had another kid burn me with a cigarette, and it was right on my arm. And my mom and my nana immediately put aloe on it. And now you can't even see where it was.
No,
like you can't even tell.
Yeah.
Like, it's just a little indent on my arm. And granted, that I was like 8 or 9 or whatever when it happened. It was a long time ago, so it's had a chance to heal.
Yeah.
But that wouldn't. I don't think it would. I think there'd still be. I know there'd still be a bit of a scar there without mm-hmm. the aloe. It's such a
super nourishing. It heals
incredible.
Your skin. Yeah, it's great.
And you started off with talking about summer and everything. Aloe is one of those things, one of the first things I think of was summer. And mm-hmm. I think because mm-hmm. of the burns and a lot of that,
yeah. mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's that or not, but it's such a summer plant to me.
Agreed. It's great.
I think the thing that we wanted to remind people of is you know how well it heals your skin.
Mm-hmm.
Like
mm-hmm.
James, you just gave an amazing example of that. Mm. But it also heals your body from the inside, too. So, like, if you have, like, acid reflux or something that's burning.
That's burning inside.
Burning your skin inside your body. And it's a little bit hot, you know, acid. It has that sensation. You go for a little aloe vera, and it's very cooling, very soothing, very healing, just like it would be a sunburn, a burn from acid reflux in your, you know,
internally.
And similarly, just basically through your whole body. Like, I'm just starting at the top, and we're working our way down you know, like, aloe will improve your digestion. It's not like some of the acid reflux drugs, which, you know, kind of cut your acid production, which makes it hard for your body to digest food and, you know, adds, you know, insult to injury, you know, in other ways, you might make you feel better for a few minutes. But aloe will actually improve your digestion, your whole digestive tract. It's good for, you know, your small intestine, your large intestine. It helps manage blood sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And I think everyone, you know, has a little bit of, you know, could always use a little support with blood
sugar. Absolutely.
Yeah. And that's a great, you know, side benefit, let's call it.
It's helping your, like, internal pH, right? So we have our pH in our system. It helps balance your pH and just helps with overall, like Stephen was saying, kind of digestion, whether it's like bowel movements and just like healing the guts. If your gut's like leaking and such, helps with that. But another one that I thought was really fun is that it helps the absorption of your nutrients. So say you take a multivitamin that, right, has B's and C's and so on. You're taking it with your aloe, or your aloe maybe within an hour of that time frame. You will absorb more nutrients that you are eating, or capsule, you know, that multivitamin, you will absorb.
It's improving your digestion.
Yeah.
And so, like, if you improve your digestion, that healthy food you're eating, or your multivitamin, it all works better.
My mom is a gigantic fan of your dad and mom, and loves your store and all that. I know she likes you guys, but you really won her over right now with this segment, because I don't think she knew that. I don't want to, you know, God help me, I don't want to talk for my Jewish mother, but I feel like she would have brought this up if she had known that it can help internally just as much.
You could teach your mother something, James. That's somebody who works at a library.
It means something. It stands for something. Yeah. That is really cool. That is very interesting. Yeah. Thank you for sharing that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's also good similarly for like your immune system. I don't know. Do you ever
It's got antiviral properties, and it really improves that, helps with infection. So that's like how it can improve your immune system too, right? Today, earlier, we were talking about probiotics and how that's great for digestion and good for, you know, improving your immune system. Similarly, aloe is that, and anyone can take aloe. I have my 2-year-old at one point was just drinking it too, like, oh, I don't mind it. And It's like, yeah, get it, girl.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Drink that it's up. A good kit.
But yeah, aloe. I mean, there's endless, and we love this one.
We sell a lot of it too. We have it in capsules. We have it in liquid. We have a concentrate. Obviously, we have aloe vera gel. Mm-hmm. And like Katrina said, we like this company. I think our grandfather started working with the same company, the same individual. He's out of Wisconsin. He obviously grows it in, I don't know, Arizona or New Mexico, something like that. But he's done this for years. He was one of the pioneers in aloe, and we're sort of fortunate that he is based in Wisconsin. I think he's been on the radio, hasn't he?
I think he has a while ago.
Yeah. It was a while ago.
I will have to repost the picture that we have of Stephen and I with the gentleman who started it that worked with our grandfather and our dad.
And our dad, yeah.
We have a great photo of him.
We've sold other aloes, and they never worked as well.
Nope.
There's a lot of aloes, you know, you can get everywhere, you know, wherever, gas station probably nowadays. But his philosophy is just make sure it's not diluted. And he said a lot of aloe veras are diluted. They water them down. And for whatever reason, there's not good regulations on that. And he says, I'm not doing anything special. I'm just giving you the real aloe vera. And you can taste it when you taste his aloe. And you can feel the difference as you, like I said, we sell a lot of it. And people, they start using it and they get good results that come back for it. It's not expensive either, which I think is wonderful. For all the benefits it has, it's, you know, like, $15-$12
I don't know what it is. Yeah, $12-$13 I think.
Yeah. For a month's supply.
Worth the shot. Worth the try.
Yeah, absolutely.
Got a couple minutes left.
Let's do a brief on electrolytes briefly and leg cramps, and then we'll circle back with ginseng.
Okay.
That's a lot to fit in.
That's
but we can do
good.
It.
We
can do it.
So yeah, electrolytes, kind of a last reminder for everybody. We talked about it earlier in the spring and early summer, but it's hot out. It's really dry. I know a couple days ago when we had all that wind, like 2 days ago or something, it was like 90 degrees and windy. I just felt dry. I couldn't drink enough water.
Yes.
And later in the day, I realized, hey, it's not just the water. It's electrolytes I'm losing. You lose electrolytes just normally. But if you're sweating, you lose them even more. So it's important to have electrolytes on hand and to use them when you're mowing the lawn, when you're going for a bike ride, when you're just sitting around your house sweating or not sweating. Electrolytes make a big difference. And part of that we wanted to touch on is, you know, a lot of people have a tendency towards leg cramps. And this actually is true in the wintertime, the summertime, any time of year. A lot of times leg cramps can be kind of resolved by getting more electrolytes.
Yeah.
It's just basically your body needing these minerals. You know, that's why some people say, oh, eat a banana, get some potassium, which works too. You know, that helps. Potatoes have potassium too. But, you know, having some electrolytes that you can drink, adding it to your water, and we have a lot of them that don't have extra sugar or food coloring or artificial flavors. It's just the electrolytes. And we do have ones that are in packets with different flavors, natural flavors. So you can do it different ways, but we just wanted to remind people, make sure you stay hydrated out there. And part of hydration is definitely drinking lots of water, but also getting these electrolytes that we need in the summertime. And for anyone with leg cramps, start there. That's a great place to start.
And we've talked about electrolytes before. I cannot talk about them enough. Great, good thing to mention.
Yeah.
So how are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I feel very good. I feel very awake. But more than that, I don't feel like jittery awake. Like, I've never been an energy drink guy, but a long time ago, I think when those first started to rise up, I was working construction at the time, and I had rehearsals at night and getting up at 5 a.m. to go get out into the lot and everything, and I needed something. So I tried those energy drinks, and a couple of things I really hated. One, the drop down.
Yeah.
As soon as it stopped working, I was done. I was beat. I'd never been before. Mm-hmm. I hated the gut rot. I hated what it did to my gut. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I never found one that I liked the taste of.
Yeah. Sure.
But I also felt like it was never real energy. It was like fake energy.
Yeah.
We all know what an artificial thing tastes like as opposed to a cherry, and then artificial cherry.
Yep.
You can tell the difference.
Yeah.
There was something about the energy drinks to me, and not talking, you know, to each their own, but for me, that just didn't taste like real energy.
Yep. Yeah.
What I found what was very helpful was things like this, ginseng and that, and in part because you guys have taught me this already. Yeah. I didn't learn this on my own. You guys taught me this. Yeah. It's a very different kind of energy. It's very natural. It's a very much more organic kind of thing that I'm feeling. Where it's not the jittery and, oh, I got, I'm going to go ahead and, you know, I'm going to get some cleaning done, everybody. You guys go ahead and do the show. You're doing all right? All right, I'm going to go over here now. I'll talk to you later. Like, it's not that. It's more of just, I feel focused. Yeah. I feel very locked in.
Well, and he's going to have to tell us more about it in, like, a couple more hours,
too. Yes. I'll text you guys later.
I'll be like, how is that going?
So what we did is we put these, there's these small tubes. We brought one in today that has seven chewable tablets, and we put these on sale at the store. They're 30% off for the month of July. And we want people to come in and try it, to kind of, you know, challenge themselves to see if they can get that natural energy like you're talking about, James, without stimulants, without caffeine, without sugar, and they can feel better. And they'll know within a tube of these. Like I said, I usually do two. Some people do three or four. It kind of depends how depleted, how much energy you really need. If you've been doing that coffee and energy drinks, you might need to start out with taking, you know, chewing a couple extras of these.
Yeah.
But it gets people results and it gets them quickly. And it's such a nice thing. And with it, especially with it being on sale, but even with it not being on sale, it's cheaper than buying energy drinks.
Yes.
Energy drinks, you know, people kind of rely on them at a certain point. Even coffee, you go to, you know, you go to the coffee shop, and coffee shops are nice, so you can enjoy that.
Sure,
we have a lot of nice local coffee shops, so I'm not saying anything wrong with coffee shops, but you can spend a lot of money on stimulants is what I'm saying. And they're rarely a sustainable way to get energy. So if you find yourself relying on them for energy, not just enjoyment, it's time to try something like ginseng, an adaptogen, and see how it works for you. You know, take a little more, take a little less, play around with it. Very safe, has lots of other benefits.
We're just talking one thing.
Start with the energy, and then we can tell you all about the other stuff in a future show. I think we have even on ginseng. And we have other adaptogens that are also good for energy, too. But this one is the one we wanted to feature. It's easy. Everybody can enjoy it. It's chewable.
It's perfect timing, too. Yeah. There's just recent articles about some of these energy drinks that they've been lying to people about how much is in them. And there's like 15 times the amount of a soda in some of these. And you just look at it and it already kills the lining of your stomach, let alone once you drink it and stuff. Yeah. Good timing bringing that up. And a good idea to try because, again, like almost all of these things we're talking about, no harm, no foul. You try it, doesn't work. Thank you for trying.
I mean, this one has a money back guarantee. So
see, there you go.
Not only is it 30% off, but if you know for some reason it doesn't work, bring it back.
But I feel I put money on this stuff. Yeah. I mean, I believe that it's going to work for you. I think you give it a chance and you go ahead and find out for yourself by visiting our friends at Family Nature Foods at 910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. You can give them a call anytime, 423-3120. Be sure to bookmark their webpage, familynaturalfood.com, and follow them on social media. It is a great follow. I wish we had more time, you guys. I never have enough time. No, thank you so much.
Thanks, James.
Appreciate you. And we'll talk real soon. Take care. We'll come back with some more Midday Magazine right here at WFHR.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734. Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. People in Stevens Point reported discolored water yesterday. That's because a contractor struck a water main while working on Minnesota Avenue. City water then took on a dark color due to the iron and manganese that is usually suspended in the pipes. City utility staff responded quickly to isolate the break. Service was restored shortly after. The city says the water is safe for all uses, including drinking, bathing, and cooking. You can flush your water from a faucet without a screen to clear the discolored water. If after flushing you still have an issue, please call the Water Utility Department at 715-345-5260. The Amish School Benefit Haystack Supper scheduled for tonight has been canceled. They have also canceled the remaining suppers for the rest of the season. They were scheduled every second Wednesday of the month through October. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy tonight with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows level off around 57. Easterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 80. A mix of clouds and sun. Chance for scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow night. Lows around 59. Partly cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 62.
Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine here for this 3:30 slot. We are welcoming in our good friends from Encourage. We have Kim Shields with us. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, James. Great to see you.
Great to see you. Thank you so much for being here. And you brought some friends with you. We've got Kurt Hewer with us. Kurt, good to see you, as always.
Great to see you, James.
Thanks for being here. And Kim Brubaker. Did I say that right, Kim?
You did.
All right. I never get those right on the first try. Kim, it's nice to meet you. Thank you a lot for being here.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
I am always thankful to Encourage in the time that you guys share with other organizations and highlight and bring in attention to stuff. And so I think you won't mind too much, Kim, if I just touch on one thing really quick.
Absolutely.
The Amish School Benefit Haystack Suppers in Junction City have been canceled for the rest of the year, including tonight's supper. We know a lot of people in that area, and we certainly have a lot of great listeners out there. Just wanted to take care of them and let them know that the Haystack Suppers in Junction City have been canceled for the rest of the year, tonight's supper included. When we get more information on that, we'll let you know, but I do appreciate all the work that they put into that. They do some great work over there. And speaking of doing great work, that is all you guys do at Encourage, Kim. You guys are always busy, always doing things to help promote other organizations or ideas. I just wanted to real quickly get just an intro, how things are going over at Encourage. How are you doing, Kim?
I'm doing good.
Yeah, good.
Very good. Yeah. Good. We have been really busy, and we're super excited today to have two of our Speak Your Peace presenters on air with us. The Speak Your Peace program is actually a program of Encourage. It started back in the Community Progress Initiative days. Encourage had led an effort in conjunction with the Heart of Wisconsin that ran from 2004 to 2008, was extended a bit for a couple of years to do some more great work. And that was as a result of when the mill consolidated paper sold to Stora Enso a few years later, and looking at, you know, how can we revitalize the area? How can we help with change that needed to take place in our community? And the Community Progress Initiative was born from that. We had some incredible funding from the Ford Foundation, the Barker Mead Fund at Encourage, and then also the Knight Foundation had provided some incredible funding as well, helping us to expand the program out a few years with those three funding sources. And so one of the big programs out of that was the Advanced Leadership Institute, to really teach adaptive leadership and helping to be a catalyst for change. And from that, one of the study tours that some people from ALI went to was up to Duluth Superior. And I don't want to steal a whole lot of thunder because Kurt has a great origin story to share. But that's kind of, you know, how Encourage
got involved with the program.
Yeah. And we were so fortunate to adopt the program from Duluth Superior. And through that adoption, we now have adapted the intellectual property for the program as well. So, which is amazing. And through Encourage, then, we're able to offer this program for free, have these incredible trainers, you know, make sure that everything is following the initial tenets of the Speak Your Peace program. And so we're really, really fortunate to have this program in our community and to have these great presenters.
Kurt, I think this is, she set you up perfectly. Kim's
she
good
did.
At this. Kim's very good at this. She set you up well. Let's get into that, Kurt, if you don't mind. And again, thank you for being here.
Yeah, you bet.
So
thank
for
you.
Audience people that might not know, what is Speak Your Peace? Let's get into the program, a little bit of the background, the origin of it.
Yeah, it's really a great progress
piece, like Kim had shared, around civility. And it's really, if communities are going to move forward, we need to do that with civility, right? Mm-hmm. We need to be able to respect others' opinions and whatnot. I'm actually going to take us back to 2008 when the Domtar Mill in Port Edwards closed. Mm-hmm. And 500 jobs were lost. And I remember a very resilient greater community coming together, led by the Community Foundation of Southwood County, and having a packed gymnasium in Port Edwards at John Edwards mm-hmm. High School. And as Kim mentioned, a number of us were able then to take a trip up to the Duluth Superior area to take a peek at what had happened to revitalize that area. Mm-hmm. Because we'd suffered other losses here. We had the 500 jobs at Domtar in Port Edwards. I grew up in Port Edwards. I could walk out our front door, look down Wisconsin River Drive, see the mill, and now that's closed. It's like, wow, how do we respond to this?
Yeah.
We lost Schreiber Foods, 235 mm-hmm. jobs. Yeah. As Kim mentioned, we had the consolidated sale to Storenzo, and we started seeing changes in employment numbers, flattening. And so how do we respond to this? Well, you do it through resiliency, and you look at other opportunities, right? And to do that, we needed to have some tools. Well, we jumped on a bus, we went to Duluth Superior, and it was an amazing couple of days. And one of the things that we brought back with us was Speak Your Peace. And it was really the buzz of the bus on the way home. Hmm. And it really struck me, it struck others. And we said, you know what, if we're going to do this in our community, look what they've done in Duluth Superior. And I'm going to share this really quickly because I think it's important for people to know we learned from communities that were really hitting rock bottom, mm-hmm. that were not getting along. The sister cities were not playing well together. Politics was an absolute blood sport. You had to be very thick-skinned to be involved in politics, and it was ugly. The story I love to tell, and it's true, and I quiz people, were you up in the Duluth Superior area during the rough times? Not many people will remember that, but those that do, I always ask, do you remember the billboards? And they're like, well, leaving Wisconsin and Superior, going across the big bridge to Duluth, this is how well they got along. There was a billboard that said, next to Duluth, we're Superior.
Oh, wow. Oh, jeez. Dang.
Right? Just a little in your face, right?
Just a little bit, yeah.
And if you spun around and did a U-ey on the other side of the bridge leaving Duluth, there was an anonymously funded billboard that said, last one out, turn off the lights.
Oh, wow.
They were like, you know, it was
just
being
back and forth.
So
when
it came time to resurrect, how do we do that? Well, a Millennium Group came together, a very diverse group of 100-plus from throughout those communities came together and said, how do we fix this? And one of the things they used was PM Forney's work around civility, who's an amazing author and professor of civility. And they chose 9 tools, which Kim is going to touch on. And they said, if we're going to do this right, and if we're going to change the landscape, and if we're going to change how we respect each other's opinions and get to some common ground, et cetera, and this will all resonate in a bit, we have to be able to do that respectfully. So they brought Speak Your Peace into the conversation. Politically, they were signing on saying, if we're going to do these things within our community, we're going to do it following these tenets, these 9 tenets. And they saw great change. What we saw when we went was an incredibly vibrant Duluth. Mm-hmm. We saw a Superior and a Duluth that were getting, the sisters were getting along.
Nice.
And I met, and I love sharing this story, I met and talked with a county board supervisor, a gal that reminded me of my mom, who said I would never have run for county office had it not been for Speak Your Peace.
Wow.
Because it was such a blood sport. So that meant a lot to me, and when we had the opportunity to bring it back to this community, the foundation up there was so gracious in offering that. Mm-hmm. I think it's really had a great impact here. So,
yeah. And it sounded like it didn't just have an impact on you, but the team, the group that went up there, you brought this back with you. And it sounds great. It sounds like something that very few communities would turn down or wouldn't want. But I imagine that it involves some training. So a little bit of that to it. It's not one of those things that, it took us a while to get recycling down. It took us a while to remember to put our seatbelts on. We've got examples in society of proof that we can rewire things. We can do different. We can be better. It just, you know, it doesn't happen overnight very often. So, Kim, if you don't mind, I'd like to get into a little bit of that training,
sure.
a little bit of what that involves and how that impacted our community.
Absolutely. I want to start out by saying, like, how I became involved, because this is all volunteer stuff. So years ago, I had colleagues that had attended the leadership training that Kim was talking about, and I also had friends that worked at Encourage, and they had reached out. They were reaching out to community members to see if they would be interested in delivering this message. And so that's how I came into play. And then basically, Kurt and I, 2 years ago, maybe a year ago,
it was probably two already.
Speak Your Peace was kind of put on hold because of COVID. So I was not getting asked to deliver this message. And so Kurt and I delivered it for the first time together. And we had a great response, and it was just a wonderful experience. And so now I'm going to tell you what we did. So Kurt introduces the Speak Your Peace, the message, gives the background. He was there. His experience with learning all that and also getting the feedback from the community, from Encourage, incredible background information that he has, as well as experience with it. And so for me, the nine tenets, they're kind of common sense. But a lot of times I think we need reminders where we know sometimes that maybe we can be a little divisive. We can, you know, our community can be a little divided, or our country can be divided. And so kind of having these nine tools in our minds, you know, and really being aware and responsible of the words that we're saying can really impact your relationships with other people, your relationships with your colleagues, your family. So what we decided to do was, instead of just like reading them off, like here are the nine tools, it made more sense to get people involved. What we do is we give the attendees the nine tenets. And then we have a discussion about them where each of the attendees or participants, they're actually sharing an experience connected to the tenets. And that opens up a conversation. And what we have found is, you know, learning happens in groups. And maybe this is not new information, but it is definitely something that when you are having a discussion about it, or others are like, oh, I can relate to that, I had that same experience, that is really powerful. So with that said, I am going to read the nine tenets. Here we go. Today I will pay attention, listen, be inclusive, not gossip, show respect, seek common ground, repair damaged relationships, use constructive language, and take responsibility. So as I'm reading those, it's like, well, we should all be doing those. And again, I do think it's a great way for people to share their experiences. And we've had some great sharing of experiences. And when you find common ground with others who've experienced the same thing you have, I mean, that's really impactful.
You know, I think a lot of us hear that list, and like you touched on there, Kim, and thank you again, nicely done. It is common sense, a lot of this stuff. But like a lot of things in life, it doesn't hurt to be reminded. It kind of gives us a reset oftentimes. And I also think that, like a lot of other people that are listening to this, are like, yeah, there's a lot of people out there that don't do any of these things, and that we really need them to, because in part, a lot of those people I'm thinking of and talking about are in the public eye, and we need them. There are, everything we're doing, it's all great. We can have fun and enjoy it. But if you're not building for the future, if you're not building for kids, then what are we doing here? And kids are watching, kids are looking, and kids are seeing how politicians are treating each other, how we are treating each other in these things. I would love to see every human being, specifically politicians, do this every day, every time before they go on the air or they talk, and how they treat each other. I think that you would see a very different world if we can do these things and we can build towards this. Because these nine tenants, which are not only a great band name, you and your brother, him and I had this running gag. Where, oh, new band name, nine tenants, new band name. It's not just that. It is impactful. If I don't want to get too into the weeds here, and I apologize if I am offending anybody with this. I really, truly don't mean to. But I think of the Ten Commandments. And I don't think you have to be religious or anything to follow the Ten Commandments. And when you hear those Ten Commandments, I think like a lot of people are like, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, that's all stuff that you should be doing. You shouldn't need to be told to do these things. It's just something that's instinctual. I get the same thing from this. I'm looking at this list and I'm feeling the same darn thing from it. So right away, I think that there's also something here that is beautiful and organic of bringing people into this and being a part of this. You're not asking anybody to do something that hopefully they're not already doing. I think that's part that makes it even easier and more impactful. Kurt, you have something?
I do. You know, it starts with ourselves, right? It starts with me.
Yeah.
And so when I think about that, I want to share a survey statistic that we actually use. It was a national survey that the question was posed to whatever that number may have been, a national survey. Do you think people are rude? And 85% of those polled said absolutely. And they said, are you rude? 99% of those same population said no.
Yeah.
So I think that sends us a message. And I will share this. That resonates with me. And I know that through body language, through my actions, through my voice and whatnot, I'm sending a message and I can control what I can control, right? Not anybody else. So I challenge myself every day and I'm far from far from civility perfect, right? And so, but I will challenge myself and I'll expect others that know these nine tenets to challenge me as well. And that's how we get better. It starts with ourselves and then we move it forward.
Yeah, personal responsibility. It's not just important with this subject or anything and in life in general, but it's how you learn and get better. And that's one of the funnest things about life is growing, evolving, becoming better, becoming more and more the person that you want to be. That's how you do that. Self-accountability, awareness. Self-awareness is a big part of that. We're talking a little bit about training and for this. And if you guys don't mind, if we can get some examples of training and or attendee feedback, that'd be great. I don't know which one of you want to take that one.
Absolutely. Some feedback, and I know I should be looking at Kurt. The very first time we delivered this, we delivered it together was at City Hall with a variety of individuals. And what I noticed, we had people coming up to us afterwards. How do I get this at my organization? Mm. Who do I need to contact? We really need to hear this message. There were a lot of HR representatives, mm-hmm. But we also had the fire chief. Was the fire chief there? Mm-hmm. I believe so. And that led us to delivering it to the fire station, which was an incredible experience as well. And just really getting people talking. When you're standing in front of a room, we've also delivered to individuals who you're thinking they're not going to speak. Mm. Like, it's going to be very quiet. Yeah. Kurt and I are going to be doing all the talking, and I never want that. Kurt, we don't want that. Mm-hmm. And what we found is we engage them. Yeah. You know, when you ask people about themselves and about their experiences, sometimes they start sharing things that, and they'll say, please don't share this.
This is just between us.
And sometimes people call themselves out, like, oh, man, here's what happened when I did this thing. And it's just kind of like a light bulb goes off, like, wow, I didn't realize that this thing I said came way back around, and a lot of people were affected negatively. Mm-hmm. And in the end, you look bad.
Yeah.
You know, if you just really think about what you're going to say, which absolutely is difficult for many people, including me, because I do like to talk a lot. And I really do try to focus on, you know, is what I'm saying, am I going to be offensive to someone? Mm-hmm. Are they going to interpret it in a mm-hmm. way that I do not want them to interpret that? And that goes back to body language. You know, even just smiling, even looking someone in the eye, just, I do think with COVID, we lost a lot of the in-person, a lot of the social skills that develop, and primarily, you know, talking about kids, but also in the workplace.
Yeah.
Everybody's working from home.
Mm-hmm.
So other feedback, what am I missing?
Hmm.
Well, you've really captured it very well, Kim. I think the cool thing when we present, and I'll go back to our time at City Hall, we thought maybe this is going to be a tough crowd. I mean, mm-hmm. we're talking with HR directors. We're talking about command staff. We're talking about people that really know and own communication, right, or certainly mm-hmm. should. But there were a lot of aha moments. You can see it. You can see it in their interactions. Mm-hmm. There was another group, if Kim wants to share who it was, she can, but I won't. But there was a tough group that we got asked to go speak in front of. We were both like, wow, how's this going to go?
Yeah.
We walked out of this presentation and this interaction with this group totally stoked. It was one of the most interactive... Cool. Energizing presentations that she and I have done to date, and we're like, wow.
It was incredible. That, I've got the chills.
But that, you know what it did, James? It validated what this really
right.
is.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, holy cow, there it is. So that was pretty cool.
I love any opportunity to look inward in life. I don't think we get a chance to do that very often. And even when we do, so much of this is we're building the boat while we're on the water. You know, in a perfect world, we'd be able to go over some of these things and, I'm going to go off in the woods for a month and just, you know, dissect all this big emotional work that I've done and everything. And that ain't how life works. It's in real time. We got to keep moving here. It's nice to have these things that make you stop and remember. Like, my body language. Kurt, you said that, and man, I felt that. I felt that. I work really hard to treat everybody I meet, even people I don't like, maybe with grace or whatever, kill them with kindness, that whole thing, that kind of stuff. But my body language betrays me. I didn't pick up on this until very late in life. And I oftentimes think about it and feel kind of bad for how people in my, you know, when I was younger and growing up and everything, I had no problem with them, but they probably thought I was mad at them or something because of my body language and that. It's something to this day I'm working on and trying to get better about. I think that was a really good note. Things like that we can always fine tune and rework and get better then. When it comes to any of this stuff, especially for anybody listening to it and thinking that it's difficult or anything like that, I come back to an example that I bring up only because it's I just am the last person in the world that I think most people that knew me when I was in high school would ever think I would be a positive person or I'd be doing a job like this or I'd even be in Rapids here, to be honest with you. I was the opposite of all those things in high school. I was moody. I was a knucklehead. It was all that stuff. And I slowly, throughout time, got tired of being that guy. And I realized, well, no pill was going to fix that. Psychology can help a lot, but you have to do the work yourself, too. They can only do so much. So I slowly work to try to see the silver lining in things and the brighter side of things and stuff. And now, even if I want to be in a bluesy mood, like I want to listen to some blues or something like that, just be in a, I can't do it. My brain will not allow me to do it. It looks at the positives of it. I'm listening to B.B. King and he's like, well, you know, he sold a lot of records. Like, it's, I have a brain, come on. It can happen. You can do these things. You can do it. You can't teach an old dog new tricks. Does the dog want to learn?
Exactly.
It don't matter what age the dog is. If the dog wants to learn, it can learn those tricks. You can do this, and you can be a part of a program like this that that can impact your community, that can really make a game, that can be a real game changer.
Well, and the thing we brought back to James was the notion that, you know, the question came up on the bus coming back from Duluth Superior. Who needs to hear this?
Mm-hmm.
Quite honestly, everyone,
yeah.
right? And
yeah.
so that was loud and clear, and we've been able to present through Encourage and Support. I've done from first grade on up, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we've talked to... political entities, we've talked to school boards, we've talked to anybody and everybody that will have us come in and have a conversation, and we love doing it. We just we welcome those requests. We want to see those requests keep coming. And, you know, we're not going to boil the ocean, but one little cup at a time and let's
absolutely
in our community and let's get it done. So
everybody impacts their zip code. Before you know it, that's all connected. And we've got a better world. And it doesn't take a lot. It doesn't take rocket science or anything. Thank goodness, because I'm not good at that stuff. This I can do. That I can do. Can't do the other stuff. Kim, as we're wrapping up here, if people want to know more about this, they want to be a part of things, maybe they do want to have a presentation or request one of those, how can they do any of that?
Thanks. So go to our website at encouragecf.org and click on the lead tab and speak your pieces right there. Scroll to the bottom and it's request a presentation. An email will be zipped off to us and we'll respond as soon as we can and try to coordinate. Mm. That would be wonderful.
Yeah. And I always like to motivate people. You have ideas, you have thoughts to ways to improve our community. Reach out to Kim and the gang and Encourage. Mm-hmm. That is what they're there for. They want to hear from you. So please do that. And you can find out more by going to encouragecf.org or encouragecf.org. Be sure to bookmark that webpage. Follow them on social media. It's a great follow. Kim, thank you for the time. Appreciate
it. Thank you.